Ding ding, it's seconds away, round three of the JD Welsh Cup, and this is where the heavyweights enter the ring. But how many of them will be left standing come the end of this week? In this preview podcast, we'll be speaking to the finance director of Ton Pentra. Oh, he's rubbing his hands about their tie with Bangor. Lots going on in the Rhondda Club ahead of the live Scoria game. Prestatyd have taken on the Taxman and beat him, so taking on giant-killing Holyhead Hotspur shouldn't be a problem, should it? We'll speak to their chief exec. Pennebont boss Rhys Griffiths prepares to talk to us and take on Airbus. I don't know how I'm going to squeeze him in, but we'll make room for Mark Jonah Jones with his predictions and the latest Davabet odds as well for this round. We'll hear about the player of the round from round two and a chance to win again with a JD Sports competition. It's all happening in the next few minutes on this podcast. I hope you can stay with us. But Jonah, I'll squeeze you in now. What's your memories of the big round three weekend?
Yeah, Welsh Cup, a fantastic trophy, Mark. I just think it's a great break from the league. The league action's been fantastic. You know, TNS setting the record last week. We've got to get that in on the podcast, a fantastic record by TNS. But it's Cup weekend, and let's see if we can pick out a couple of shocks now, Mark, along the way.
Well, the tie that caught Scoria's eye, of course, is Ton Pentra against Bangor. Delighted to say I'm joined by the man who might have been rubbing his hands with glee when he heard that as well, Tony Titch-Evans, Ton Pentra's finance officer. Are you rolling in it with the big money cameras turning up?
I would love to say we are, Mark. We're expecting a really big gate, and that's a really good positive for the club. But we've got to bear in mind that we aren't a Welsh Prem side. We haven't been on TV for the best part of 10 years. So we've got quite a bit of work to do around the ground in order to get it ready and make it look in spick and span with the cameras. So we actually have the floodlights being upgraded as we speak today. And that's going to be the best part of a five-figure sum going back out. So we probably won't end up making any money at the end of the day. But it's still a fantastic event, and it's a really good positive thing for the Rhondda to have live football.
When they're there, what's the plan about getting them to come back every week? Because this always happens in cup games, doesn't it? You know, you get a good cup game, a couple of thousand flow through the door, and then the next week you're back down to 100, 150. So what are your plans for trying to persuade those people to stay there and come back to Ton Pentra every time you're home?
Well, hopefully, first and foremost, they'll see a fantastic game of football and realise what high quality there is in the Welsh League. And hopefully they'll see a fantastic result and that will bring them back in. But also we're issuing match tickets for this game, and we're asking everyone to hold on to their ticket stubs, because then at a future game to be decided, there will be discounted entry for all of those holding a match ticket. So that's one way we're going to try and entice the people back in through the gates to enjoy Ton Pentra on a second occasion.
Now, let's talk about the actual more important thing, the game that's going to take place. Do you fancy your chances against Bangor? They've been hitting the headlines for all the wrong reasons in the past couple of days, haven't they?
They have. But, you know, you've always got to fancy your chances in a one-off cup tie on your home ground. Now, I think with a vociferous local support behind us, we're a very good team. We've actually weirdly gone off the boil ourselves since the draw was made. Now, I'm thinking, I'm putting that down largely to nerves and excitement of people not wanting to pick up silly cards or injuries. But we've shown in the league this season until a very recent past that we're a very good footballing side. And I think with a good home crowd behind us, we are more than a match for any team. And I think Bangor was potentially the best draw we could have got. You know, it's a really good traditional footballing team, lots of good support. And it's a name which conjures up lots of memories as well for the supporters in Ton Pentra. So I know the players are up for it, having spoken to all of them on the weekend. They're dead keen. I really think we can give them a game. But at the end of the day, I just hope we give a good account of ourselves. And I hope we put on a show for the viewing public as well.
We won't mention Goitre United last weekend.
I wish you wouldn't, please. No.
What happened? 5-0? That's not good, is it?
No, it was a shocking performance. We're not going to dress it up any other way. But you could see that this week's fixture was playing on people's minds a little bit, and is keen to play in the televised game.
What's your advice to Gap Connors Key?
I think Gap Connors Key are in for a real, real battle. You know, Goitre are a very good, solid side. I understand the Gap manager was there watching the game on Saturday, so he will have learnt quite a bit of pace in that Goitre team. They're very well organised, very well drilled. I think Gap will need to be at their best because they're in for a real challenge that day.
Now, this is interesting, Jonah, because 2 or 3 weeks ago I was wondering why they picked that game, because Banga were doing very well under Andy Legg. I fancied that they should have gone Penabont Airbus or Carmarthen. But of course, we've had a twist in the tail recently. What do you make of this game then?
Well, I got an even bigger twist in the tail. I think Legg is Andy Legg will be sat alongside me doing Scorio on Sunday, so that's a quick turnaround for him. He would have been manager a fortnight ago, but I think he's in the hot seat alongside me on Saturday to give his views on the game, so that's a strange one, but I think it's a good coup for Scorio to have Andy Legg doing the game, and I'm sure it'll be a real interesting encounter. The odds for the Cup tell you the Banger at 12-1, few of the citizens might like that. And a few of the Bulldogs might take a 150-1 Tom Pender. But I think this could be an intriguing battle, Mark. I got great memories of going up to Ennis Park over the years with the likes of Maesteg Park and Carmarthen and Port Talbot. But this is an intriguing battle.
Well, Prestatyn Town have fought off the Taxman. Now they face an equally challenging battle. Holyhead Hotspur, one of last season's giant killers in the JD Welsh Cup. I'm delighted to be joined by Lee Williams, the chief executive of Prestatyn Town. And Bastion Gardens at the moment must be buzzing, mate.
Yes, Mark, it is. It's quite a good little place to be at the moment. We've obviously paying off the tax bill last week, and also still being 6 points ahead of Carnarvon Town and the Cymru Alliance, and now we're looking forward to round three of the Welsh Cup.
What a response you got from around the world, around the footballing world, to help you. It wasn't just locals chipping in, was it?
I think we worked out it was roughly about £4,000 to £5,000, which was pledged towards our football club from around the UK and around the world, from supporters of, you know, different clubs. So the response was quite overwhelming, you know, to be honest, but, you know, we're very grateful for it.
Holyhead Hotspur will certainly know how well you're doing because they're in the same league and they're looking up at you on that league table.
We played Holyhead 2 weeks ago and we beat them 3-1. And, you know, it could have been probably, you know, more really if we took our chances. But, you know, Saturday's going to be a completely different game. It's a cup game. So, you know, we just hopefully we can overcome Holyhead on Saturday and get ourselves into round four and possibly take on one of the big boys.
Now they face Holyhead Hotspur, who we mustn't forget beat Bangor last season in the giant killing of that round. The odds are very heavily skewed towards Prestatyn. First off, Joan, I suppose you want to offer a bit of congratulations to what everybody has done around that club to pay that tax bill off, and it just shows the football family's alive and well.
Ah, brilliant. Great news for Prestatyn. And don't forget their previous winner, by the way. They're 100-1 for this year's tournament. But Neil Gibson, their manager, was the winning manager a couple of seasons ago when they won the Cup. So they would have had, they got wonderful memories of the Welsh Cup. And sometimes them memories revoke, you know, great times, and they just spur you on that bit more. So I think I just edge for Prestatyn to beat Holyhead. They're 15th in their league, Holyhead. Prestatyn are flying top of the league, so I just see Gibbo's men progressing to the next round. But it'll be a tough battle, as everyone in this round will be. You know, Holyhead under Campbell Allison will go there and try and get something, you know, take it maybe to penalties and get a win. But I just see Prestatyn edging through.
And a reminder, if you're new to this podcast and you like it, well, we do one for the Welsh Premier League every week on exactly the same channel. If you want to find it, all you've got to do is go to iTunes, type in Welsh Premier League News in the podcast section, and we're there. Or you can go to audioboom.com and do exactly the same and listen to it whenever you want to. Well, one of the many games I saw in that third round draw I fancied an upset for was Penabont down at the Kimco hosting Airbus. Not doing so well in the Welsh Premier League. I'm joined now by Rhys Griffiths, a man who knows the Welsh Premier League very well, but more importantly, the manager of Penabont. How are you, Rhys?
Very well, thanks.
So, how do you fancy your chances?
Well, we're obviously the underdogs. I know that Airbus aren't doing particularly well at the moment, but they've got some good players and players who not too long ago were playing in Europe, so we'll be bigger than the dogs, but we're on a good run at the moment and we've got some good young players and a bit of experience in key areas, and we've got a chance.
I was going to say the league form's not dried up of late. In fact, you would argue that you've got better and better over time. Are you finding out more about your new team the weeks you go along?
Well, I think they're finding out a bit about me as well, so we're just getting to know each other, and we had an indifferent start, I should say, but now we've picked up, we're actually 7 wins in a row now. So we're looking to make it 8 on the weekend, but we're under no illusions.
And you would have probably turned around and said to them, this is your chance to test whether you're Welsh Premier League material. You could face in a Welsh Premier League side. Does this act as a bit of a training boost for you, playing sides like Airbus?
Well, it's certainly an opportunity for the players to have a look at where they are in their development. I know that some of our players are more than capable of stepping up to the Welsh Prem, but it's for them to see the work that needs to be done. Win, lose or draw on Saturday, they'll learn a lot about themselves, and then obviously I'll learn a bit about the players as well. But regardless of what happens Saturday, we've got some players capable of stepping up to the Welsh Prem, and I've got no doubt they will do in time.
And finally, were everybody down in the clubhouse disappointed that you weren't picked as the Scorio game? Because I think this is a banker for an upset, and you know, I don't know whether the Scorio boys don't know where Bridgend is.
Yeah, I was disappointed because I thought that it was a chance not only to see one of the sort of teams from the Welsh Prem come up against a team that are capable of beating, you know, if everything clicks together, which is more obviously my opinion, but not only that, a new club. I don't think people are that aware of Pennebont. Obviously, Bryn Tirion and Bridgend Town amalgamated a few years ago now. So we're a club in its infancy, really, and I thought it was a chance to put a Southern team on the map a little bit. But they've picked Tom and Bangor, and I'm sure Tom, with my old friend Lee Phillips, have got a good chance there as well.
Pennebont are doing half decent in the Welsh League. Airbus are not doing decent in the Welsh Premier, are they?
You know, unfortunately for Airbus, they're not on a great run at the moment. And Rhys Griffiths' team have won 8 out of 9 in their last 9 competitive games. Now they've won 8 games outright, and that was including a 3-0 defeat of Barrytown and a 3-1 win last weekend against second in the table, then Cambrian and Clydach. So they really are firing on all cylinders now. They're a good team. I watched them live only 2 weeks ago. But Airbus, Andy Thomas, when you're struggling in the league and things aren't going well, what's the best fill-up or pick-me-up for the club in itself would be a win against Pennebont away and a good draw to get the spirit back in their camp. So it's a big, massive game for Airbus. Maybe, you know, Rhys Griffiths has his eye on other things. The way they're playing at the moment, he may have his eyes on the title in the Welsh League First Division. But a big game for Airbus. They need to come down to Pennebont and win. The pressure is on them. It's 13-8 Pennebont, 12-5 the draw, 5-4 Airbus. You know, it's a Welsh Premier club coming to a Welsh League team, and they're over even money. So that just tells you everything. This game could go anyway.
And it's a heck of a trip, isn't it, from Broughton to Bridgend?
Not on a Concorde, no.
I don't think they've got a Concorde landing strip at Bryn Tirion at the Kimco. Last time I checked, I tell you what, they could land it on my old school and knock that down. It was a rubbish place anyway. Bryn Tirion Comprehensive.
I'm sure that the Pennebont chairman, Emlyn, he can sort anything out. He build a runway in a day.
He got you into a box at the Wales game as well, didn't he, once?
I can't remember that far back.
Well, there's lots of exciting games that are catching our eye here in this third round of the JD Welsh Cup, and one that certainly looked like it could be a potential banana skin for Carmarthen is a trip to Carnarvon. I'm wondering whether we should call this El Cairico. Well, let's have a word with the man who might be able to help us with that. Ewan Williams, the manager of Carnarvon Town. Should we call it El Cairico?
Yeah, you can call it that, yeah.
How are you looking into this game?
But I was on the A-licence with Danny Thomas, one of Mark Hazelwood's assistant managers. I've got quite good knowledge of how they like to play, and something that we'll work on in training this week to try and counter their weaknesses, or what I think is their weaknesses. But our preparation so far has been good.
Now, those that know Welsh football in general will be probably a bit surprised that you're second in the Cymru Alliance, because after what you did last season, I think everybody was expecting you to be do a TNS, as it were, and be 12 points clear by Christmas. But there's Prestatyn at the top of the league. What's happened there?
Yeah, I think exactly what you said, you know, expectancies and pressures. And still, you know, the disappointment of not gaining promotion still hurts a lot of the players. So, but having said that, you know, we're in the exact same position as we were 12 months ago. Same points tally. We've scored more goals, albeit we've conceded a bit more. But we're still fighting. You know, we're still grinding results out. And I'm sure, you know, that, well, I'm very hopeful that we'll, when we get to Sebastian Gardens on the 17th of December, that we'll turn them over like we did last year and hopefully kick on to win the league a second time. The Welsh Cup is the Welsh Cup. It's a great competition and one that I want to do well in, and hence why we're preparing the way we are preparing and leaving no stones unturned. So hopefully, you know, my mother's from Carmarthen as well, and she's been banging on at me for the last couple of weeks now. So hopefully I'll get one over on her as well.
Oh, fantastic. Anything to beat the mother. Anything to beat the mother.
Yeah, now anything to beat the mother, yeah.
Are you doing that in the team talk? Are you saying about that in the team talk?
Yeah, I'll be saying it in training tonight as well. You know, we've got to beat Carmarthen, not to advance in the cup, so I can shut my mother up.
Well, Jonah, there's no better motivation than beating your mum, is there? Carnarvon could use that possibly in the team talk, but what do you think was going to happen between Carnarvon and Carmarthen?
The last two games, Carmarthen, they got beat 4-2 at home by TNS and played well, and their 2-1 victory last weekend against Bangor was most probably their result of the season. So they go into this battle on great current form. Carnarvon are second in the table. A great cup tie at Carnarvon a couple of years ago when they entertained TNS and they scored the first goal and knocked the wall down. It was unbelievable. It was fantastic. So it'll be a good atmosphere on Saturday. The bookmakers see this as the tightest game of the round because they're 13-8 Carnarvon, 5-4 Carmarthen. There's nothing between them. Nothing between them at all. And this could be the tightest game of the round to predict.
Well, round three often provides its giant killings, and that's the focus of our competition. A chance to win two £50 JD Sports vouchers for your football club of your choice in Wales to spend on kit, socks, whatever you like, if you can answer this question. This time last year in round three, there was a very big giant killing indeed involving Bangor City being the losing team. But who beat them? We've already mentioned them a couple of times in this podcast. Who beat Bangor City in round three last year? To enter, this is what you have to do. Get on the Twitter sphere. You go at FA Wales, then you type the name of the team and you go hashtag competition. So if you think the winner was Penabont, then you go at FA Wales, Penabont, hashtag competition, to the at FA Wales Twitter account. We'll collect all of those entries and in round four, we'll say which lucky teams have won those vouchers. Here we go then with a rundown of all the other games. We'll be doing them in blocks, so we'll mention every team as much as we can. We'll start off with Rhyl, who face Penryn Coch. It's going to be a great tie, possible giant killing for Penryn Coch, who came up to the Cymru Alliance last season. Let's hear from Niall McGuinness at Rhyl.
Two aims for the start of the season were to survive in the league and to have a good cup run, and the Welsh Cup means a lot to me. I know it means a lot to the club and to Laurie as well and coaching staff here. It's a big competition, so we want to have a good run. Anything can happen, we know that, and we're not going to take the opposition lightly. I know they've got some experience in it, some ex-Aberystwyth with players and stuff, so it should be a tough challenge, and we'll make sure we're ready for it.
Jonah, Rhyl, Penryn Coch. And then we've got Kevin Druids against Llantwit Major. Of those four sides, who do you see getting through?
Llantwit Major having a great season. They're fourth in with games in hand in the Welsh League 3rd Division. But Kevin Druids, they've got to be a shoo-in. Hughie Griffiths, a great win, by the way, for Hughie Griffiths' team last week. 1-0 in the last couple of minutes against Newtown. That was a massive win, that was it? And I think that's why the odds are 1-7, Kevin Druids, 6-1 the draw, and 9-1 Llantwit Major. I think the Druids will have too much. I hope Llantwit Major enjoy the trip. They've had a real good season. You know, if they were to create a win, don't forget that would be Welsh League 3rd Division against Welsh Premier, so this would be the biggest shock in the last 10-20 years in the Welsh Cup. Don't worry about it, but I just think Kevin Druids will have too much for Llantwit Major.
And now two other teams are worth looking at from a WPL perspective. Aberystwyth Town against Holywell Town, Llandudno against Goitre of Gwent. Both of them home, so that really must give them some advantage, mustn't it?
I just think Aber will edge a home win. Llandudno, for me, one of the results of the weekend. And again, they got knocked out early of the cup last year. Even though they got into Europe last year, I remember Morgs being absolutely gutted when they got knocked out by a team from a lower level. Llandudno will take this unbelievably serious. Goitre being top of the Welsh League First Division gives them plenty of respect. And I think that's why the bookmaker might have just made Llandudno, you know, 4-5. That's almost even money for a Welsh Premier League team at home.
Now, Gap Connors Key against Goitre United. Goitre United absolutely pummeled Tonpentra last week up there in the Avon Valley. Do you think that the Goitre boys will be bringing their shooting boots on Saturday?
By the way, Mark, that's the third time you said Tonpentra got pummeled, right? I am commentating at Ennis Park on Sunday in front of 1,000 Tonpentra fans. Tonpentra were unlucky last weekend, okay?
They were not.
They're 4-4 of the goals were offside, okay? Tonpentra were unlucky.
Oh, no way. All right. Actually, well, I can't wait for you and Andy Legg. You'd be like Waldorf and Stadler. Anyway, get on with the answer. Goitre United taking the shooting boots. Should Gap Connors Key be worried?
Goitre United will be a decent team. They got a lot of old ex-Welsh Premier League players playing. Lee John, one of my old players, is the manager there, and he surrounded himself by all ex-Welsh Premier players from the likes of Haverford West and Paul Talbot and Avon Lido. So they'll know what this cup's about. But I just think Gap Connors Key, great result from last week. They were 1-0 down and they came back to win 2-1 against Rhyl. And Andy Morrison would have targeted this Welsh Cup, definitely would have targeted this as a trophy they can win, even with TNS in it. So I'll just make Gap Connors Key favourites for Saturday's game.
Now, two decently performing Welsh Premier League sides have got some interesting teams to host. Cardiff Met host Porthmadog, Ballytown host Caldicot Town. Caldicot, of those four, are the longer range in odds. That's understandable to a certain extent, but any upsets possible there?
No, for me it's a home double, Mark, of Ballard and Cardiff Metropolitan. Both form teams, apart from TNS in the league, they're both playing really, really well. You know, it's a fortress now down at Kincoy College, even though Llandudno came there and took a point last week. And I just see Ballard now cracking form. They're second favourites for the cup, by the way, Mark. No, Connors Key. Just while the people are listening, now, the new Saints are 1-8. 1-8 to win the Welsh Cup. That is a shocking price, by the way. Connors Key, 7-1. Ballard, 10-1. Bangor, 12-1. Cardiff Met, if you fancy a flutter on Cardiff Met, 25-1. Could be an outside bet for the tournament. Llandudno, 33-1. Carmarthen, 50-1. But I just see the two games you've just mentioned, home bankers. Ballard, Cardiff Met, two home bankers.
And you mentioned the New Saints, the holders of the cup, of course. They travel to Newtown. And yeah, I mean, even Chris Hughes would say this is, you know, this might be the giant killing of the day.
Newtown, 8-1 at home against the New Saints. New Saints have set the record. They are the best team in the league by a country mile. But there'll be a few Robins taking that. 8-1 at home. Look, they haven't had the greatest of season. They've had a bit of struggle, Newtown. It's the cup. That is a decent odds. That's a decent odds lead there by Daffabet. They're tempting people there. 8-1 at home, 5-1, 90 minutes. Don't forget, Newtown are a good cup side. Whether their season has been going as well as planned or not, 8-1 at home. It's the outsiders better the weekend. I know the New Saints have been magnificent and everybody's expecting them just to, you know, to batter everybody every week. But just having a look at that, that's very interesting.
And round two was quite a spectacle. In a minute, we're going to be talking about this man and what he might do in round three. But we've got to say congratulations to Llanelli's Lee Trundle, who won the Man of the Round award for round two in the JD Welsh Cup. Why did he do it? Well, three goals in a fantastic tie up at Taft's Well. And 500 people went to see that. Trundle at Llanelli already scored 23 goals in 10 appearances and 5 hat-tricks for the Welsh League Division 2 outfit, who are really storming up that table and I'm sure want to return to the Welsh Premier League one way or t'other. So congratulations to the man Trundle. Another gong to put on his heavily gonged mantelpiece. He is the JD Welsh Cup Player of the Round. And I think we've saved the best till last year. 8 sides that are not in the Welsh Premier League but have done very well to get where they are so far, including some very small teams still flying the flag for that level of Welsh football. We'll have a look at all the games individually because I think they're crackers. In the Welsh League, it's a bit of a derby, isn't it? Haverford West against Avon Lido in the first one. These sides will know each other very well, Jonah. It will feel like another league game. Is it slightly Lido on this one?
Well, the bookmaker Jess gives a favouritism to Haverford West at 11-8 with the Lido travelling 6-4. Lido are on a magnificent run, by the way. Extra Welsh Premier Player of the Season, Liam McCreesh, has taken over with Mark Robinson now at the Lido, and they're on a 10-match unbeaten run. And I think in that 10-match unbeaten run, there's 8 wins. Haverford West, again, they had a good result last weekend. They beat the leaders, Goiter at home, 2-0. So this is a tough game to predict. I think, this could be a red-hot game. The Lido, they got good cup tradition. Haverford West haven't had many great runs in the Welsh Cup, and I'm sure they'll look forward to a run in it this season. So I think Sean Cressler will look for the home win. My money says McCreesh's experience and his players' experience of the Welsh Cup might just edge it their way.
Now, the bookies will tell me to not be so silly on this one, but I'm going for Corwen in Llanfair United against Corwen. Do the bookies agree with me or not? I haven't seen the odds on this one, to be honest with you.
No, Mark, it's Llanfair at 4-5. It's 5-2 the draw and 13-5 for the away for Corwen. So, you know, it's a tight game. Llanfair at 9th in the table. Corwen at 5th in the Welsh National League from level 3. So, you know, it's a great game for both managers, Rhys Stevens and Steve Crompton. And, again, I'd have to go with a bookmaker and just edge Llanfair. But I'll let you have your outsider of the day, if you like.
I think so. And, you know, I'm going to sound really horrible when I say this now. It's probably because it's one of the lower-ranked games. And I think even at that level, those sides can be fairly even each other out on a cup match. Look, Corwin have come this far. They're going to go all out to go even further, aren't they? Because next time it could be TNS in front of those Scorio cameras. You know, and I think for both of these sides, to be fair, there's motivation for me. I just think Corwin might have more of motivation because they're away and they are the lower-ranked team. Well, we'll talk about who we think the shocks are going to be in a second, but let's talk about Llanelli Town, who are weaving their way up the Welsh pyramids with Mr. Lee Trundle shooting for fun. They've got Ynys Gerwyn coming to see them. The way Trundle's been scoring, that must be hot favourites for Llanelli as well.
The last round was fantastic for Trundle. You know, he inspired a cup upset, 500 at Welsh League Division 1 Taswell. He scored 3-2 in a brilliant game at Rodar. It gave him the JD Welsh Player of the Round for round 2. I know he's won bigger things in his career, the ex-Wrexham and Swansea marksman, but, you know, it's always great to take awards. And he's lit Llanelli up, hasn't he, this season? And he deserves all the credit he gets. Yeah, okay, he's 39, but he's kept himself fit. He's a decent, you know, he was good for, he's always been good for Welsh football, Trundle. And I'd like to see Llanelli carry on. No disrespect to Ynys Gerwyn. I hope they, you know, put on a great performance, but I just think Trundle, he might have something to do with big cup upset in this tournament. This season, and Llanelli, I don't think, are going to end their love of the competition this Saturday. Trundle still has a bit more to say in a JD Welsh Cup this year.
And then the last one to look at, as you mentioned, Gilsfield last year sent Llandudno packing. This year they meet Greenfield, who beat Mynydd Llandegau in the last round. What's your feelings on this one?
Welsh Alliance Division 1, 10th, Greenfield, Gilsfield. And Danny Barton's manager at Gilsfield. I hope I got that right. Great striker Danny was in the Welsh Premier League. It's just a tough game. Real tough one to pick. Gilsfield are third, only 2 places behind Prestatyn, so they should start as favourites. And they're against Greenfield from the Welsh Alliance Division 1. They're 10th in the Welsh Alliance Division 1. So I just see Danny Barton's team edging through. 8-11 away, 14-5 at home, Greenfield. The bookmaker agrees with me, so I think Gilsfield should have enough in the tank to make the next round.
Right, I'm going to put my neck on the block, even if I don't know what I'm on about. This is what I think is going to happen. Ton Pentre, possibly a draw in normal time, possibly a win in extra time. Prestatyn will definitely win. Penabont will definitely win. Carmarthen, I think, will beat Carnarvon. And then I think Rhyl will beat Pencrin Coch. Kevin Druids will beat Llantwit Major and Aberystwyth will beat Holywell. I think Llandudno are through. I think Gap Connors Key are through as well. The New Saints, unfortunately, I think are definitely through. Cardiff and Met and Bala go through for me as well. Avon Lido will beat Haverford West. And I think Corwin will beat Llanfair United. Llanelli will go through. And I think it's Gilsfield on the final one for me. We'll find out who's right and who's wrong very soon, because then the draw happens next week and it'll be fourth round time. What's your thoughts on those my predictions there, Jonah?
we don't bet, Mark. We're not allowed to bet. And so we'll just have a pint on it, okay? If you get them 16 ties right, there's a pint in for you, mate, all right? If you don't, you've got to buy me one. Now, I'd call that a fair bet, wouldn't you?
One pint. What about, shouldn't it be one per game?
I'll give you my outsider for the cup, okay?
Yeah.
Cardiff Met, 25-1 for the Welsh Cup.
I know you love them. I can see where you're coming from there.
No, I don't love them. There's no favouritism. I just think a 25-1, and Carmarthen Town at 50-1, Carmarthen Town. That could be because they might have the hardest game of any Welsh Premier Club apart from Newtown this weekend. Tough game for Carmarthen. That's where an upset could come off. The bookmaker, if he thinks TNS are 1-8 on, I think he should open another book for who's going to make the final.
Enjoy the Scoria game and enjoy the weekend football, whatever's happening, and we'll speak to you soon. Say goodbye, Jonah.
All the best, Mark.